on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah and Ella with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a North Queensland wildlife organisation has warned about an increase in reports of a common and incurable disease in parrots, such as cockatoos. NQ Wildlife Care, a rescue group based in Townsville, has reported receiving large volumes of calls about birds suffering from cytisine beak and feather disease, which causes feather loss and beak deformities. Professor Donnelly, an avian medicine expert at the University of Queensland, has stated that public feeding shouldn't be done. Don't feed these guys in your backyard. Don't encourage them to come together. The disease causes a long, slow death for birds, such as cockatoos, and is further spread through the congregation of the birds. Also in local news, the Bureau of Meteorology has confirmed a three-day heatwave warning for central Queensland, with temperatures expected to soar above 45 degrees. The Queensland Fire Department has extended a local fire ban in the northern region to mitigate fire risks. Queensland may also see several thunderstorms, which could intensify in Brisbane and in the southeast. Sky News meteorologist Rob Sharp predicted that November and December could bring increased rainfall and warmer than average weather, following the country's third warmest April to October period on record. In national news, Chris Evans, the former Labor minister, will be Australia's first anti-slavery commissioner, with around 41,000 people in Australia living in modern slavery. Modern slavery takes the form of exploitative practices such as human trafficking, forced marriage and labour, and debt bondage. Moe Taraga, a Fijian survivor advocate, was enslaved at 17 on a grape farm in Victoria after his passport was confiscated and his wages stolen. Taraga has said, "People like me come to Australia hoping for a better job opportunities and a better future for our families, but many are confronted by harsh realities once they arrive. Right now, too many people are being denied their basic rights."
In other national news, concerns surrounding the underreporting of workplace harassment have been raised following new research from the Workplace Gender Equality Agency. The research found that 32% of companies with more than 100 employees lack anonymous reporting channels, which allow employees to protect their identities, leading to underreporting of sexual harassment. Annika Freya, Chief Executive of Champions of Change Coalition, has stated, "Confidence and trust in the reporting channels is absolutely essential to preventing and responding to sexual harassment." The survey also found that only 17% of chief executives communicated their expectations about respectful workplace conduct more than annually, and only 7% of managers received training multiple times a year. In international news, Iraq has amended various amendments which will lower the age of consent to 9 years old, which women's rights activists say will legalize child rape. The country's personal status law would allow marriage between adult men and young girls, exposing them to an increased risk of sexual and physical violence, and also depriving women the right to divorce, child custody, and inheritance. A coalition of groups have opposed the law change, and their coordinator Raya Farik has spoken out, stating, "This law legalizes child rape. There are fears that the nation's governance system will likely be replaced with one known as the guardianship of the jurist, which places religious rule above the state." For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a very high chance of showers. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.
Thank you.